Blackstone Publishing presents Hidden Salem by Kay Hooper. This book is read by Joyce Bean. Prologue. Salem. Do it. Do it now. Mark Summers could hear the command, but not out loud. His head hurt horribly, and he had the hazy idea that the commands that kept ringing out were actually inside his head. As clear as one of his own thoughts, but savage. It blocked out everything else, the people circling him, the almost overpowering scent of some kind of herb or incense, the low sounds they had been making, not exactly a chant, but a weird sort of hum. Before he had closed his eyes, they had only been shadowy shapes flickering in the candlelight, but he'd felt their demand, like the one in his mind, insistent. Every beat of it hurt. And he had the dim sense that they had done things to his body, that they had hurt him over and over. And always the questions, the demands that hurt even more, that seemed to wrench at something inside his very skull. "I don't understand," he managed to whisper, wondering vaguely what he was lying on because it felt like solid stone, and he couldn't move his arms or legs even though he didn't think he was tied down. No, there was something holding him still. And he felt something else, wet underneath him and flowing out of him. "Do it. You know. Deep down inside you, you know." "No, I don't understand." He felt appallingly weak, even though they had been feeding him, more or less, since he'd stopped on his way into Salem to help a stranded traveler and he didn't.